This week on the Time Bat Show.
I love it already.
How many times does Time Aces start the podcast by being unsure what number episode it is? Is it A, 3, B, 13, C, 23, or D, 33?
Welcome to the Time Bat Show. I'm one of your hosts, Time Aces.
And I'm your other host, Bat Snacks.
And we're in Austin, Texas today because Bat Snacks is visiting me. And we have a very special guest today, Smellborp, who's also from Austin, Texas, and is not visiting me because she lives here, but, you know, is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Listener of the podcast. Welcome.
Hi.
You need to talk louder.
So I don't care. Hear
it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
So, no, it's fine. So, we've been in town for, what, 2 days?
Yeah, I got into town on Thursday, and today is Saturday, so...
Now, tell everyone really fast the whole impetus behind this trip, because it's an amusing story.
So, I've been wanting to visit you for a while. I think the last time I was here was in... Last year. We went to Desert Days, so I guess I wasn't here, but that's the last time I've seen you and hung out with you. The reason I wanted to come is because there's an author that I like in town named Augustine Burroughs, and we went to his book signing last night, and other than that, I just wanted to hang out.
It was an excuse. And Smellborp is here because you listen to a lot of this podcast.
Too much.
Too much of this podcast.
Yeah, too much.
I know too much.
You know too much about this podcast, which, you know, some people know too much. We don't have very many fans. We have the people in Wisconsin, as you know.
Nebraska.
Is it Nebraska?
It's the same place.
It's the same place. Yeah. We got the family in Nebraska. We've got Smellborp. We've got two or three other people that are really into it. And that's pretty much our entire fan base. But it's good. How would you rate our podcast from 0 to 10?
You're really going to make
10? Oh, yeah. 10 being the best. Not rate me. Rate the podcast.
Rate the podcast.
Like consistency. Not like individual episodes.
That's a lot of pressure.
You can say a one.
I mean,
and
no,
I won't be.
Not a one.
I won't be.
If it was a one, I wouldn't listen to it. It's like. 7, 8?
Wow. I thought you were going to go with a 5.
No.
7 or 8?
No, it's. Because it's good enough for me to listen to. I listen to it, like, probably every day.
Sure.
I mean, unless, like, it's like the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, you want to have fun on the weekend. You want to have a good time on the weekend. You don't want to be listening to the stupid podcast. 7 or 8? That's impressive. I thought you were going to say 5 or 6. So that's very nice. The old 7 or 8 problem, huh? Okay. So that's why you guys are here. We're in my home right now.
Yeah.
We've never... I mean, I record my episode here every day. But not at this table. Like, downstairs. We've got a very fancy...
It's a really nice table.
...table, and the microphone is sitting on a stack of board games, because it's very professional that we're doing here. And yeah, it's good.
So when I was outside just now, I saw something really cute.
Oh,
this is already a tangent.
You're tangenting already.
No, I thought this was so cute when you did this. You have a sign in your front yard that says, "Happy Birthday from," and then, like, your last name.
What are you talking about?
You do. Did you not know you have this sign?
No, what are you talking about?
You have a sign on your front porch that says, "Happy Halloween," from...
You said happy birthday.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. It's festive. Mm-hmm. And it says from...
My,
like,
last name.
Your last name.
Which I will not say on this show.
No, we should leave that.
But like, yeah, it's... Megan has a... My wife has a thing. It's like... It's a swappable sign. So it's magnetic. Every holiday, you can put a different thing on there.
Cool.
Is there a Christmas on
there's
the back?
There's a Christmas one. No, it's like they're little magnets. You just put them on. You take them off and put them on. So we've got a Halloween one, we've got a Christmas one, we've got a Thanksgiving one. We've got, like, I think we have a Cinco de Mayo one for some reason. Even though that doesn't really make any sense. There are only so many holidays, you know.
Yeah.
So most of the time we just turn it around so it's just black and doesn't say anything.
True.
I think we have one that's like our name. Like, "Welcome to the house, blah household." You know, that's like... Holiday agnostic, if it were. If, as it were, whatever that phrase is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
It seems very adult.
We're very adult here.
You always are.
We got a new couch here. I'm very excited about
matching
that.
Couches.
Matching couches. Mm-hmm. Took me 5 years to get matching couches, but I'm here now. So there you go. So what do you have to talk about on the show today, Bad Snacks? You have a lot of things prepared.
That was what I had prepared.
That was your one thing?
Yeah.
Great. That's fantastic. I'm so glad that we got through the show for 5 minutes and now we're already out of things to talk about. I'm just kidding. So the big thing we've been doing this weekend, we went to your dumb book signing. I'm sorry, regular book signing. It wasn't dumb, really cool. And then we also been practicing this new game that I bought. I mean, it's not new. It's actually 2,500 years old. But it's new to us, called... You want to talk about this?
Yeah, we've been playing Go every night, and it's been really fun.
It's been really fun. Have you ever played Go snowboard?
I've played it against the computer and lost really badly.
Was this recently?
Yeah, like, when you told me about Go, I was like, I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. So I looked it up.
Mm-hmm. And you tried
it. And I tried. Like, I looked it up with, like, one of those... against the computer game things, and I didn't bother to look up how do you play this. Mm-hmm. So I just started to play it, and then exponentially got confused.
It's a very it's a very confusing game.
Yeah.
But you've played something on the same board though, right?
Gamoku, yeah.
Which has Go in the name.
Which is basically just five in a row.
Connect four.
Connect five.
On a Go board.
On a Go board.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I like how Go is in the name of that one. Go.
Yeah.
Gamoku.
Gamoku. It five.
Hmm?
Five.
What?
Go. Five.
Go means five. Oh, Japanese.
Go
Chinese.
Five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that right? Each
I think
Nissan Chi.
Like
go.
Or something?
Each Nissan Chi. Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, wow.
We figured it out.
Wow. Is that what go really means? Does it mean five? In.
So maybe do you have to like connect five to like have.
In go?
Like,
no. There's nothing to do with it. Like, there's literally nothing to do with
it. I played on a really small board. Because I didn't want to play on
so,
the team board.
I mean, no one's going to be able to see this, but your reaction will be good. So this is the board. Oh,
holy.
This is the board we played on. Okay. If you're listening at home, which you probably are, because I don't know why you see it, you can hear the nice crackle
ASMR.
Of the case. This is how big the board
holy
is. Holy. It's enormous. But if you flip it over... Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Almost.
I told you we were going to do
that. If you flip
it
over, you got smaller ones. So we started on the small one.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday, we upgraded to the big board, and it took like 3 hours to finish it.
Yeah. Because the board moves.
Yeah. Thank you for watching my water.
The really cool thing about it, though, is after you're finished playing, there's like this really unique set of black and white pebbles all over
it
the
looks
board.
Really
it
cool.
It does look really cool.
It looks neat.
Kind of looks like a piece of modern art.
Yeah, it does.
And I kind of want to leave it on my table. You hate modern art? Let's talk about modern art right now, then. Yes.
I think I like modern art.
Really?
So, okay, hold on. What are we talking about when we're talking about modern art? Because every time I hear it, I think someone else has a different definition.
I mean, well, there's like an actual, like, year-to-year that's considered modern art.
Okay.
But I always consider it basically anything, like...
You have a background in art.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You should share that with people so they know.
I have an undergraduate degree in art.
That's a background in art. You say that so, like, not cool.
It's not cool.
But it is. It's fine.
I think it's cool.
It is cool. So, anyway, modern art.
So, I don't know. There was, like, this guy, Marcel Duchamp.
Mm-hmm. The toilet guy.
The toilet guy.
That's
everything after that. I mean, I'm sure modern art was probably before that. I don't know. I didn't pay attention in class.
I think it's anything after 1900s is modern art, I think.
That is probably true.
I mean, I don't
yeah.
know if that's true.
I have no idea. I should know this.
Do you think that modern art will ever stop being modern art? Like, think about it this way. Okay. So modern art is all art from 1906, let's say, to now, right?
Yeah.
Now, in 100 years, is the stuff from 1906 still going to be modern art? It's not modern anymore.
Yeah, but, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was, like, a year-to-year where they're like, this is modern art.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, postmodern and, like, I don't
so
know.
So what's after that? Like, supermodern? Metamodern?
Is it maybe...
Hypermodern?
Is it maybe, like, trading card games where, okay, you have the modern set, which is the
like
last
Magic
three...
Like Magic the Gathering.
Which is, like, the last three sets, you know, revealed.
So the last three art things that happened.
Yeah.
Those are
is in the modern block. And then you have vintage art, which is like six sections back.
And the rules are different. The criticism rules are different. So then like in 100 years we'll still have modern art, but it'll have shifted to whatever the new thing is. That'll be the new modern art. So what do you hate about modern art then?
I just feel like most modern art is just like how well can you like bullshit.
Yeah.
Which I can't. I am not a bullshitter.
So we've talked about this on the show before. I can bullshit exceptionally well, but I don't like doing it.
Yes.
And you can bullshit, Batsnax can bullshit very well too. He also doesn't like doing it.
Yeah.
But I think if we really tried to do it, we could be artists.
Seriously.
Like, if we really put our brains together, we could make something that's super bullshit and people would love it. You know what I mean?
Could we really, like, put much effort, though, into something that we knew was bullshit?
That's true. Like, you're talking about more of, like, a moral question. Like, would we be willing to do that?
Yeah.
I'm saying if we could, like, if we had the capacity, we could do it and we could make money, I think.
I don't know. That's very presumptuous. Like, maybe there's more to modern art that we just don't understand. It's like,
There's not. I mean, maybe, like, there's certain artists who are like, I'm like, yeah, okay, that's cool once you explain it. But, like, I like not having to explain art.
And yeah, it's
like,
just
leave
there.
Leave it up for interpretation.
It's there, yeah. It's what it is.
But, like, a lot of people in my graduating class were like, I'm super so modern. I'm art. So cool. And it's like, those are cement blocks. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you want me to
Meanwhile,
say.
Meanwhile, other people are drawing real art.
Yeah.
That sounds so douchey.
But no, it's true. No, I know what you mean.
It's okay.
I don't really know what modern art is, other than it's confusing to me. You know.
There's this one artist that I really like, and I think he would be classified.
Let's Google him.
It's Olivier de Sagazon.
That's the stupidest name I've ever
heard. It sounds pretty modern, doesn't it?
Sagazon. I'm going to try my best.
Yeah.
Wait, say it again.
Olivier.
De
Sagazon.
Google has...
Wow, good job.
Google has saved the
Look
day.
Look at images, because he's a performance artist.
Oh, he's like a mime or something?
No, he smears clay on his face.
Oh, that's pretty weird. He's got like a Guillermo del Toro thing going on.
Yeah, but I think it's really neat. I don't know why.
Wait,
I don't
so you like the performance art aspect?
Yeah, I love
it. Okay.
That's kind of different from real art.
I mean, I'm more accepting of performance art in certain aspects.
That's kind of like a makeup thing.
Yeah.
That one's really cool.
There's a movie called Koyaanokatsi, which is like nature scenes, but... The crazy thing about the movie is, like, about two-thirds of the way through, they just insert one of his performance art pieces, and when they interviewed the director about, you know, why is this just interspersed with all these nature scenes, he's like, well, I know people really like to watch my movies high, so I wanted to mess with them.
That's
like,
fantastic.
It goes from, like,
That's so cool.
serene nature to this weird guy, like, making disturbing performance art all over his face, and it's like, yeah, it's there to shock you.
Why did you even watch this movie?
Because I was high and I was trying to feel good about nature.
You're too cool for this podcast.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm
you
not
are. You absolutely
cool.
are. This is cool. I like this. I don't know. It's weird. It looks like something you'd see at like a haunted house.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
But that's
Which
cool.
is cool.
Aesthetically, it's neat.
Yeah, I guess when you put it that way, it's like, yeah, he's like Halloween Horror Nights. Like, that doesn't sound like very artistic.
But no, it is artistic because it takes artistic to artist, whatever the word is. It takes art skills to be able to, like, do this with your body. Like, paint yourself like
At
that.
At the same time, though, he, like, has one trick. And it's, like, his
Being
whole
weird looking.
Career. And it's just clay. Like, he just never, like... Painted.
I mean, that's cool, though. You have, like, your medium, and then you
I
do
mean,
stuff in it.
Yeah, actors do the same thing.
That's true.
They have
he,
one role.
He really should, like, be a artist for, like, movies and stuff.
Special effects.
Like, special effects, yeah.
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 I mean, it looks like all this stuff's out of him. So that's your one modern art guy that you like, huh?
That's one I can think of off the top.
Who's the Pope guy that drew all the popes in weird ways? Is that modern art? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You guys know what I'm talking about? All right, so there's this guy that draws, like, Pope art guy. It's like demonic popes.
Oh.
It's weird.
So like,
I think it's Francis Bacon? Is that his name?
That sounds familiar.
Pope? Yeah, that's it. There he is.
Oh.
I don't know if this is modern art, but I always thought it was.
I mean,
I think he's older.
I was going to say, isn't he like kind of old?
I don't know. I don't know anything about art. But yeah, that's the guy I like.
So that's pretty cool.
Because it's like really messed up.
Yeah, so like they're like actually painting stuff.
Sure.
Like, I like that. Even if it's like super abstract.
Now how do you feel about Picasso?
He's cool.
How do you feel about someone who just, like, stacks four cinder blocks on top of each other and is like, that's the crash of capitalism, yeah. man.
And then they make something that's like, this represents the hedonism of the American capital society.
It's like, no, that's bull crap. Like, sure, but I...
You put a cheeseburger, like, on top of a really nice vase.
I'm trying to tell how much time we've got.
It's hard to see.
It looks like 14 minutes.
Okay, you're not supposed to say that. I'm here. What about a cheeseburger, though?
I don't know. That's my idea.
Isn't that an Andy Warhol thing? Didn't he eat a cheeseburger?
As an art?
As art, yeah. You didn't know that?
He ate it like...
You don't call yourself an artist.
I don't call myself
an artist. So Andy Warhol had a thing where he videotaped himself eating a McDonald's cheeseburger?
It was a Burger King cheeseburger.
Burger King cheeseburger. For like 5 minutes. Like, he's the slowest eater ever. And that was like a piece of art.
But that's not too fast.
Here's the thing though, like, he...
I mean, it wasn't a big burger. It was like a junior.
Okay, if you were an alien and you watched the Andy Warhol eating a cheeseburger video, it would give you the wrong idea of how people eat cheeseburgers. Because first of all, there's no condiments on the cheeseburger.
That's true.
It's just patty, two buns.
No cheese?
No one does that. No
cheese?
No cheese.
You do that? Time out.
I mean, not that, like, I would do that by choice, but, like, I'm a very picky eater. So, like, a lot of my burgers are just, like, meat, cheese, bun, mm-hmm. ketchup, if it's there.
See, but if you had the preference, you would have ketchup and cheese on your burger, right?
Maybe ketchup?
Yeah. What about cheese? Definitely?
If I had the option, for sure I'd get
cheese. How about this, though? Halfway through eating your burger, like, you eat half of it normal, uh-huh. but then the other half, you take off one of the buns and fold it in half. And then continue eating. Like,
how do you?
Okay, well, so like, how do you mean? The way I would reason that is like, you know, you start eating and then you're like, I don't want the rest of these carbs.
Sure.
So you
take a second.
So does he throw it away?
He puts it in the bag and like dusts his hands like, ugh, what?
And then does he eat the meat alone? Oh, you need to watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
We'll watch it right now.
No, it's okay. I'll watch it.
Just Google Andy Warhol cheeseburger or whatever and you'll find it. So he throws the buns away.
He puts it in the Burger King bag.
And then he eats the meat, the patty alone?
With half the bun left underneath.
Oh, I see. Like he folds it.
Yeah.
What a weird guy.
Yeah, he was weird. I think he just, like, threw crazy parties, and that's why he's so famous, because everyone famous went to his crazy
parties. We've talked about this before, yeah. where, like, how do you become famous? And I don't know how he did it, because I don't remember anything he did art-wise, other than the burger.
Well, the soup
And the
thing.
Soup thing. But that was, like, a picture of the soup.
No, I remember learning about, like, his method of, like, print with, like, the testing, and that's, he just put them all together, and it's, like, an exposure thing or something.
So he had some skills. We just didn't know.
I mean,
about.
I wouldn't know that I would call them skills.
He was really good at throwing parties.
And he was really good.
He made cool prints of celebrities, like,
yeah.
He might have invented the graphic t-shirt, like, you know that Marilyn Monroe?
Didn't he do something with, like, David Bowie's head, too, or something
yeah,
like
David
that?
Yeah, David Bowie, Marilyn Monroe, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he did, too.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. He just was in with the right people. He knew the right people.
Everyone thought he was
and
cool.
And threw the right parties. That's how you're an artist right there. You have cool friends that think you're cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about connections,
yeah.
right? Like, life in general.
Wow, that was deep. You really
was
went.
It? No.
You really went here. It's all about connections. Personal connections.
So that is that why I haven't done that good?
Well, what are we, 20 minutes? Depressing mobile time for the podcast?
I've seen Let's, it go downhill faster.
What?
Your podcast.
Oh, yeah. 5 minutes in, we got pretty thick one time. I don't remember. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Are we talking about your feelings now? Is that what we're talking
do
about?
Do I want to? No. Least favorite thing to talk about.
It's my favorite thing to talk about. I love talking about it. Being depressed is, like, depressing, but it's also kind of fun, in a way, because you get to talk about how things make you feel.
Yeah.
Do you know those people who, when they're depressed, they, like, watch comedies and stuff? Like,
yeah.
Not saying that's bad, but that's not me. Like, I
want to,
like...
Let's go around and say what we do when we're depressed.
So, when I'm depressed, I like to, like, wallow in it.
Oh, oh yeah.
Rub it all over my skin.
Like, you're taking a bath.
Oh, yeah. Like, get me down. Dunk my head in it and, like, rub it on
really
my face.
Really get in there.
Get in there and be real.
So, how do you do that, though? Be like, what's your method of doing that?
I like to eat a crystal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what crystal is?
It's the...
She doesn't know.
Do you know White Castle?
Yeah.
It's like the southern
It's the southern White Castle. It's like shittier. Well,
White Castle's pretty shitty.
It's not shitty. It's equally shitty.
Okay.
Okay. They have like mini burgers.
Yeah.
And you eat like four at a time because they're so small.
Or, you know, in my case, 12. Wow. Because you're sad. You can get
both. Sad.
And they taste like they've been like dunked in water or something, too. Mm-hmm. It's kind of gross. But when I was a kid, I used to love those things.
Yeah.
You see it a lot. So you eat Crystal. You feel terrible after eating Crystal.
Awful.
Guaranteed.
And then I listen to like a really like
dark,
dark, bassy, ambient CD.
Like something that would be on the soundtrack to like Blade Runner.
Yeah, or like a space movie.
Yeah, like a really depressing space movie where everyone dies at the end.
With the music videos where you're like looking out of a window.
Yeah, like on a train and it's raining and they're going through a tunnel.
Yeah.
And like he just broke up with his girlfriend or something, and there's like neon lighting everywhere. And
it's like three lens flares.
Like that. Like industrial. Kind of Nine Inch Nails-y kind of too, maybe, you know? So that's your strategy.
And then I go to bed early. I'll take like two melatonin gummies, like way more than my usual one.
No, I've never. Do you take a melatonin every day?
Yeah, I took one yesterday.
I've never taken melatonin before.
I haven't.
Really?
Melatonin gummy sounds delicious, though.
They have helped me sleep.
So, melatonin is for sleeping, right?
Yeah.
It's like a natural thing, right?
Yeah.
So, it's probably bullshit, is what I'm saying.
No, it really works. It's actually really good.
Really? I should try it, because I have trouble sleeping. I don't want to get too off into this tangent.
How do you be depressed, Chris?
I think you both know the answer to that one.
Yeah, but...
What? Arby's? Oh, yeah, I mean, I do know Arby's when I'm depressed. But that's not really it. I definitely like to wallow in it, too. Like, I enjoy wallowing. Like, it's my favorite thing to do, I think. I don't know. Like, I don't have any, like, one strategy. I'll listen to really sad music really loudly. You know what I mean? Like, not like your style, like, ambient, like moody music. Like, sad music about, like, people dying or someone, like, you know... losing their loved one or something, like really depressing stuff, you know what I mean? Like, or any music where it's like the person in the protagonist of the song is trying to do something and they like can't do it, like they're failing. Like, I'm trying to be a whatever. There's a lot of songs about, you know, trying to make it in like music industry and they like fail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that. I love hearing people
fail.
Be like, I'm failing because I'm like, yeah, I'm right there with you, buddy. Yeah. I know what that means, so I'll listen to that, and then I'll come home early, and I'll sleep a lot, and I'll tell other people who I'm close to how depressed I am. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
You know that.
I mean, it's...
You like, probably know that. Okay.
It's like a relatively healthy way to deal with it,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, there are worse ways
there
to
are worse
deal
ways.
With it.
I overeat, I think, too. I'll either overeat or undereat. One or the other.
Yeah.
It depends on my mood. Like, sometimes I'll eat too much, or sometimes I just won't eat anything. That's what I do. What do you do? What's your strategy?
I feel like I do different things. So I definitely sleep, like,
a lot.
I mean, because, like, I already sleep a lot. Like, mm-hmm. 8 hours is, like, not enough for me. So I'll sleep, like, 12, 14-hour days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I usually won't eat, like, much or at all. But I'm definitely the type of person to, like, I'll watch some comedies. Maybe not comedies.
You're trying to cheer yourself up.
Like, it's not that I'm cheering myself up. I'm just, like, distracting myself.
From the depression.
Like, I will, like, just watch, like, I mean, I watch a lot of really bad TV shows.
Right.
Like,
and those are distracting because they're so bad.
Yeah, they're so bad. And you're just like, oh, okay, I feel a little bit better.
I like reminding myself that I'm depressed, you know, which is really stupid.
Yeah,
I feel like I used to do that.
Like, give it to me. Remind me that I'm depressed. I hate it.
Like, yeah, like, sometimes, I don't know, like, it depends on where I am. Like, if I'm in the car and I'm, like, sad, I will totally give in to my sadness and, like, put on my super sad playlist and just be like, life sucks.
So this is going to be, like, a depressing thing to talk about. But I feel like as I've gotten older, I, like, am a lot more feely than I used to be. Like, you've known me for a long time.
Yeah.
Do I have way more feelings now than I used to?
You're more open about them.
Well, true, but I think I also have more. Because I'll get, like, sad randomly. Like, I'll be driving home from work, and a sad song will come on the car, and I'll just cry. I'm like, this is so sad.
That's not really cute.
It's not, though. I think about it, and I, like, oh, man. Sometimes I'm, like, doing stuff with people, and I'll get really sad, and then we'll, like, I'm going to tell you,
love this.
You're going to. I'm going to tell you this story. This is a terrible story.
It's an awesome story already.
You don't know it. You were there.
Okay.
No, you don't. You probably don't. What do you think?
Are you not talking about the foxhole?
What foxhole thing?
When we all went painting, and then you had a bunch of feelings.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, okay, I'll tell that story first, because that's less depressing. But we, like, went painting, like, one of those dumb, like, you drink and paint things. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So we did that at work. Smellborf, I, and a few other people at work. I got pretty drunk. And then we went to a restaurant, and then I got really drunk. And everyone around me, like, they're, you know, good friends of me at work. And I was just feeling appreciative of their support, because I was going through some shit at the time. And I was like, I love you guys. Like, you guys are the... I mean, you know what
I
said. It was like... And I just randomly got... Not sad, but like...
You guys are the best.
I had a lot of feelings.
Yeah, sudden feelings. Those are good, though. I liked them.
Yeah, those were good feelings.
So the story I was going to say is really depressing. The first time we played Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
We have a Dungeons & Dragons group. Yeah, at where I work. And we played Dungeons & Dragons. And we went to somebody's house to play. And we kind of left at the same time, so we were, like, following each other or whatever. You were following me,
that
remember?
Was not me, yes.
I cried during that entire car ride. Yes, I don't know why. I did. I don't remember what it was about.
Aww.
And then, like, you parked, and, like, Amanda parked, and she texted me, like, is this the right house? And I was like, oh, God. And I, like, pulled myself together. And then I did.
I had no idea.
So I had to, like... The, like, Connor, like, knocked at my door. So, like, I don't know. Like, I had to, like, pull myself together really fast. That was an embarrassing story. I shouldn't say.
I love that story. That's a good story.
I don't know what it was about, but it was sad.
Well, did you listen to something in your car that might have triggered those feelings?
So, there's some stuff at work happening that...
We don't have to talk about it.
I was feeling bad about my life, and something sad came on the radio or on my playlist, and I think I was just like, never gonna be a good, I'm never gonna make it or something, I don't know.
But you did.
But I did.
This, okay. So,
but then I got depressed like a week later anyway.
Do you guys ever like listen to something just to make yourself feel sad?
Yes, I do that all the time.
So I'm wearing a Phantom of the Opera t-shirt right now.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of my favorite musicals, and the reason why is because I can't listen to any of the music without sobbing.
Right,
because
it's so sad. Yeah.
It's not even a particularly sad story, but...
I mean, it's a very emotional story.
But yeah, like, people that sing really good just have a weird effect on
yeah.
me for some reason.
Like, it's just emotional. You feel it, you know?
Yeah. So sometimes
this is a great episode.
When I want to feel really sad,
right.
I'll put on... like a musical, like Les Mis or Phantom. Those
yeah.
are my two go-tos. And I'll just cry.
That sounds great.
You know, when I've gone to see those musicals live, and I usually have to take someone who's okay with seeing mess.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
like a blubbering mess.
It's going to be ugly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. We're being very open right now.
Yeah.
This is good.
It's good. I never talk about my feelings. This is like more than I've talked about my feelings in a long time.
He doesn't talk about them on the phone. I mean, I talk about them on the show all the time.
That's true.
I don't talk about it in life either.
You gotta repress it. Being a man is all about repressing your emotions. Not talking
healthy.
About this stuff. It's not healthy at all. It's very unhealthy. Okay, we should talk about something not depressing.
Wait, but... okay.
Oh, you have one more thing.
One more depressing.
No, that's fine.
It's not really depressing.
No.
It's more like a trigger.
I
want to
hear it. Yeah.
If you hear... or hear... if you see someone cry,
uh-huh.
do
oh.
you cry?
Yeah.
I will cry.
Depends on what they're crying about.
No.
If
I see someone crying, I'll cry.
So if I see someone crying that I don't like, I'm not crying.
That's
I know that sounds terrible, but I'm not crying.
I feel
you
like there's
know
not a lot
I'm
of people
yeah.
who I just like
that's
enough.
Fair. Yeah.
But yeah, if I saw that person crying, I probably wouldn't cry.
The only time I would normally, I don't cry, but I would get sad about it. If I liked this person... and, like, they're, like, you know, they're not, they're, like, a nice person, I probably would cry, yeah. But if I don't like them, I'm not crying. Or if I feel like they deserved whatever was coming to them, I probably wouldn't cry.
Yeah.
That sounds really mean, but it's true. What do? Do you cry if someone's crying?
Yeah. What about movies? Do you guys do the movie crying when you see a man cry in a movie?
Oh.
A woman?
No. I'll cry if a movie's sad, but I'm not crying if someone else is. I'm not, like, a crier if someone else is crying. Like, even if the movie's not sad?
Yeah.
What about you, do you?
Sometimes.
What was the last movie you cried at? Really fast. And then we'll get to the actual fun part of the podcast where we're not talking about depression.
Finding Dory? You saw that.
I didn't see that one.
I mean, he saw me cry during Finding Dory.
We watched it together.
I don't know what
Toy Story for him.
I didn't cry.
Really?
You said, you're like, oh, like.
I balled my eyes.
Yeah, you said that, and I was like, I was waiting for the sad part, but then. So I didn't realize that the sad part was like at the beginning. So I was like holding my tears back because I was like, nope, I'm
beginning
gonna wait for when I'm gonna
there's
actually
sad
cry.
Sad part both, but yeah.
I didn't cry.
How, what's your history of the Toy Story franchise?
I cried on the third one.
But do you like?
Oh, I grew up with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Then you're just soulless.
The third one when they're like holding.
Oh, I know. Everyone cried there. If you didn't cry there, you're dead.
You're
sorry.
You're like an American Psycho. You know what is that guy's name?
Patrick
Bateman kind of deal going on. Yeah, you're that. I cried during the part in Toy Story 4 where Woody leads. Because it was Royce.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh. Woody doesn't leave.
Okay.
Nothing happens. You need to see Toy Story 4.
He leaves the room.
He leaves the room and then you... Damn it! You haven't seen Toy Story 4 yet?
No.
You love Toy Story.
No one would go see it with me.
Let's see it right now. It's not in theaters anymore. Okay, let's get to something else that isn't depressing. Anyone have any other depressing final thoughts before we move on?
I'm sure it'll come later.
Okay, we'll circle back around. What time are we at? I can't see this damn thing.
Is it like a flashlight on?
30 minutes left! Okay, so now we should do... We have a very special segment of the show. You're giving me a look. We have a very special segment of the show today. Normally we do trivia, and we're going to do that today. We have a very special version of trivia hosted by none other than our esteemed guest, Smellboard. If you want to, I don't know what we do. Like, do you want to just take it away?
Sure.
Thank
sure.
you, by the way.
Thank
this
you for doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's me being a weird fan, you know?
That's exactly what.
Right, yeah.
Perfect.
So these questions will probably suck.
Well, that's basically all
like
our questions.
I know. You will probably have a tougher time. I don't know how.
What is that supposed to mean?
I know. Well, you'll see. Okay.
You know more about me than him, though.
So
why would I have a tough time? I don't understand
okay.
how this works. Did you write them harder for me or something?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, no. Okay. So,
you're
the way.
What's up? Get out of here. Just kidding.
I changed your guys' rules a little bit because
okay.
there's so many questions.
Sure.
So. You'll earn lifelines.
You'll earn them, okay.
As you answer
so
questions.
So we don't start with any.
Right. And so really the two rules is basically if you answer a question without a lifeline,
uh-huh.
you'll get a 50-50 lifeline or a Monty Hall lifeline.
Ooh.
Because those are like the only two that are really actually useful.
Yes,
in
that's absolutely true.
And then if you answer a question with lifelines, I'll still give you a lifeline.
But we'll get shit.
But you'll get, that's why I have the dice.
Uh-huh.
I'm,
what are our four options?
Your four options are a 5-second Google, a 30-second info please, because I found the website.
Info please, that's it!
And a 10-second theme, and four is actually a good one where it's ask Time Aces or ask back.
Oh, so you ask the opposite person.
Why have we
not done that? It's because we're competing.
We're competing. Oh, so we'll like sabotage you.
Yeah, like if it was an ask me, I'm giving you the question, I would just
right.
tell you.
You have
yeah.
to have someone else to do it.
I mean, I could still sabotage you, but it's different.
Is George Clooney?
Like, I also like. Wrote these questions a little bit after I like listened to things. Oh, by the way, these questions are about your guys' podcast.
Oh, what? Are you serious?
Yeah, about certain episodes and things.
Oh,
like that.
I'm gonna fail this one.
That's why I was like,
I have no memory.
You about things before, and you're like, I don't remember that.
We do an episode, and I immediately forget what it's about. Like immediately.
Oh, like did you even say what episode this was?
No shit. Welcome to the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Time Aces. This is Bat Snacks. This is Smellboard, our guest here. We're in Austin, Texas. It's episode number 144. Thank you for being here. We're going into trivia right now.
Okay. So, first question is for you,
okay.
Time Aces.
Okay.
Don't remember what episode, but...
Doesn't...
Poplock did something to Ryan's car.
Poplock.
Oh no, it's something to Ryan. What did they do?
Poplock. Do I get are there any
Oh there are multiple choices.
A, B, C, D.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Is it A,
uh-huh.
lock the car for him,
uh-huh.
B, unlock the car for him,
uh-huh.
C, threaten him, or D, all of the above?
I love D. And I'm looking at my reaction. watching while I'm betraying
you. Is it D? I feel like it could be D. I don't remember. I think I remember the story. Pop lock, you needed to unlock your car. Something bad happened during the thing. And I don't think it resolved. So I'm kind of leaning towards accidentally lock his car or threaten him. Oh, man. It's either D or C. No, it's either all the above or just threaten, I feel like. So wait, can you go over the choices again?
Okay, is it A, lock the car, B, unlock the car, C, threaten him, or D, all of the above?
So this is where all of the above doesn't make sense. Because did they unlock the car and then lock it again? Or did they lock it and then unlock it?
I'm not going to tell you.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, this seems very incompetent of Pop Lock. I feel like it's the threatened one, though.
Is it the final answer?
I'm logicking through this, okay?
Okay.
I'm thinking. I feel like I somewhat remember the story. And it's like, Pop Lock comes in. You're like, I don't need it anymore. And they're like, what? And they're like, you better pay me. And then they leave. And you get scared or something.
And then you probably pay them anyway.
Why did they threaten me? But I feel like it might be all of the above. All of the above is the most fun answer. God, I wish I had 50-50 right now. I'm going to go with all of the above. Final answer, all of the above.
All of the above is correct.
Yes!
They locked his car, unlocked his car, and then you couldn't pay him or something, so he was, like, angry with you.
Do you remember the story?
I can tell the story.
Really fast.
Okay, so I locked my keys in my car.
Uh-huh.
Pop Lock came. They unlocked my car.
Sure.
I said, I'm sorry. Oh, I just don't have any money.
And then they locked it.
They locked it back and then threatened me and left.
Yes.
Like, they undid the lock.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. That's so unethical.
I didn't pay. We went over this in the episode.
Yeah, but it was unlocked, like, too late, man.
The man literally threw my keys back in the car and shut the door.
Wow. Did you complain to the Better Business Bureau?
What? I have no recourse. I couldn't pay him, so.
You could have paid him later. Okay.
Oh, that's good. So you got the answer right.
So I get the good lifeline.
So you get the good lifeline, which is ask him for the next
one. I thought I get a 50-50.
Oh, no, because you answered. Oh, you didn't answer with the lifeline.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. So you get 50-50. I'm stupid. You're going to have to remember this, though, because
I have a good memory.
Okay.
I don't.
Do you? Okay.
No, I don't have a good memory.
Okay. So the first two, I thought that would be a much easier question, but you still got it right.
Yeah, it just took a while. I had to logic my way through.
The next question is for Bat Snacks. There's a scar on his hand. What carb meal gave him that scar?
What meal?
Carb meal. Is it...
Let me see the scar.
No!
Is it A, garlic bread, B, marinara pasta, C, birthday cake, or D, pie?
It's A, garlic
bread. I love this question!
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yes, it's garlic
bread. Oh, the garlic bread scar.
Okay, so you also have a 50-50.
This is a greatest hits episode right here. This is what this is.
Real quick, what did you do to your
hand? You don't remember the garlic bread story? Oh, the listeners, right. We have those. I forgot about that. So I was making garlic bread, and I was trying to cut it. The problem with the garlic bread was, this is going to be a long story, I'm trying to make it short, it's not working. So the garlic bread, you need to fucking, Jesus Christ, you need to like defrost it before you cook it, right?
Right.
So you have to like separate the two halves of the garlic bread. And in order to do so, I had to cut it because it didn't defrost enough. So I like used this like bread knife to try to like bisect the garlic bread. And in doing so, I like really cut a good chunk of bread out of my hand, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
And it scars somewhere over here. It was like a flop of skin. It was really gross. Long story short, I never cut garlic bread ever again. I asked my wife to do it every time.
I didn't know that you had a scar from that, actually.
Oh,
but
yeah.
As soon as like you said garlic bread, I was like, yeah, he did that.
it's not super noticeable, but it's there.
Okay.
There it is right there.
Yeah, you sure do.
It's subtle, but it's there.
It's almost non-existent.
I have to look for it.
Which, is it really a scar then?
It's a constant reminder of my failure
of your garlic
bread.
Okay, next question for Time Aces. Who was not set to star in the fictional Mario Brothers remake?
Fictional Mario Brothers
remake. Was it A, Christopher Walken?
Did we create this?
You guys created. This is the remake that
this
you
is
guys...
This is the Bat Snacks and Time Aces joint.
Yes.
Got it.
Was it A, Christopher Walken, B, Christian Bale, C, C, Anthony Hopkins, or D, Sigourney Weaver.
God,
this is who's not.
Damn it! These would all be great in the remake.
All of these. I don't remember this.
I don't know either. So who's all of these are in it except one. And that's the answer.
Yes.
I have a request.
See, all
this won't help you or anything, okay. But can you say who each choice should be?
Oh, please, yes.
So Christopher Walken would be Mario. I think. Christian Bale would be Bowser, because he kind of has that Bowser. He can do the hair slip back thing.
All right, I see it.
What was the other one?
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins. Oh, he might be Bowser, too.
What about Luigi?
I don't know about Luigi. Okay, Christian Bale's Luigi. Anthony Hopkins is Bowser. And Sigourney Weaver is Peach, obviously.
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 Okay, so here's the problem I have with this one. We really like Sigourney Weaver as an actress, so I can definitely picture her being in the movie, but that's only one role. Like, it's clear that she's Peach because there's not really many female characters in Mario. So I'm, like, not really leaning to Peach or Sigourney Weaver, but I don't know. I'm going to use my 50-50.
Okay.
So wait, if I don't use it and I get this right, I get another one, though, right?
You get another one. They're shittier.
How many questions do I have to answer? Five?
There's five. There's five and then, like, two... that, like, you guys can both answer.
But if I get this one right with the 50-50, I still get a shitty lifeline, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm doing
it. You get a life.
I'm doing 50-50.
Okay, and that's just where I just eliminate two random answers?
Yeah, whichever ones you want.
Okay, it's either B, Christian Bale, or C, Anthony Hopkins.
Fuck. Sorry, you're tapping. Okay, this is basically who would we pick to be a better Bowser. Is really what this comes down to, right? Because these guys are Bowser, 100%. It's just which one would we instantly think of as Bowser? And I feel like Anthony Hopkins is a better Bowser, so I'm going to go with Christian Bale is not in the remake, final answer.
That is correct.
Yes!
You guys, for some... You didn't cast him as Bowser, I don't think.
No,
I think you guys were debating between Christopher Walken and Christian Bale for some reason.
I
don't remember who.
But he wasn't.
Christian but you guys Bale decided, wasn't. No, not Christian Bale, not Christian Bale.
We decided Anthony Hopkins.
Yes.
So Christian Bale was in contention.
He was in contention.
But he wasn't in the final roster.
The final roster.
Yeah, I got
yes.
you. That sounds like something.
Okay, so he's alive by four. Okay, well, you get to ask Bats on your next question.
Hey, that's good.
Okay, where's the next one? Okay.
This is the best room
ever. I love this.
Okay, so this is for Bats next.
I love it already.
How many times does Time Aces start the podcast by being unsure what number episode it is? Is it A, 3, B, 13, C, 23, or D, 33?
Did you count?
Do you know the answer to this?
How did you find this out?
I kind of know the answer. I'm pretty sure I might have lost count at some point.
Oh my gosh.
You would have to listen to all the episodes.
Just the first, like, 2 minutes.
Okay, what are the choices?
You were telling me that you didn't spend a lot of time on this, but this would take a lot of time.
A, 3, B, 13, C, 23, or D, 33.
It could be any. Except no, 3. It's not 3.
Yeah, it's also not 13.
It's definitely higher than 3.
So it's 23 or 33.
No, I think, well, I can't help you. I think.
Yeah, you shouldn't help me. We have 144 episodes. If it's 33, that's what? Roughly something less than a third. Still.
Mapping it up over there. Do you have any lifelines?
I do, but I don't really
use
them.
Did you get something?
Yeah.
If I use 50-50, it's just going to be 23 or 50, like 33 anyway. Like, that's what I would do. I'm torn between those anyway.
That's fair.
All right, here's what I think. I think up until, like, episode 50 or 80 or something, we were pretty consistent about getting it right.
I was
after,
pretty good.
After that, we kind of just blurred together.
It really fell off.
So, there's probably less than 100 there that you were messing up on, like, pretty regularly. So, 33, that would probably be a lot.
Is this get it wrong or, like, struggle to remember it?
I think I'm going to go with 23.
What's the wording? Can you read it again?
Oh, by being unsure.
Unsure.
Yeah. Not by getting it wrong. Just
so
by being unsure.
Unsure.
Okay, that changes it. I think it might be
33. No, I don't know.
It could be 23.
Could be. I'll go with 33, final answer.
33 is incorrect.
Yes!
It was 23.
You tricked out here!
As far as I know, at the website, I don't...
I got you.
You see what I did there?
I believe you.
I counted around 23.
23.
That's
23
psychological warfare.
I got you there.
Okay, well now you're winning.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have just said anything.
I was going to go with 23.
I know, and then I told her to rephrase the question, and then you got unsure.
Okay. So the next question is for Time Aces.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's see, the only lifeline you have is Ask Bats.
Wow, he's going to screw me into
just to win.
You're allowed to do that.
Probably will.
Okay. It'll be good because it'll be like a psychological game.
And I want to catch up, too.
Okay. Okay. What is one of the three tests in the Time Bats version of the Turing Test? Is it A, win a game of Go, B, imitate a Norwegian teenage boy, C, perform a song, or D, eat bad shrimp?
Wait, so say it again?
Win a game of Go.
No, what's the question?
Oh, okay.
Which one of these?
Which one of these three tests is it part of?
Is part of. Yeah,
time bad version of the Turing.
I don't remember this at all, but I love it. So win Go.
Win a game of Go.
Imitate a Norwegian boy, teenager. Eat shrimp. What was the last one?
Perform a song. Perform a song is C, D is eat bad shrimp.
I don't think it's eat bad shrimp. That was too late. That was after this.
Do you know the conversation where I existentially purchased a bag?
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember that conversation.
Okay.
And that wasn't part of the Turing test.
Okay.
That was part of you checking or not whether or not you're in the Matrix.
I shouldn't help you anymore.
No. I knew it was that.
Okay.
I'm going to use my lifeline on this one. I'm going to ask Beth next.
Okay.
So, what do you think it is?
I think it's play a song. Because we both feel like making music is like a good judge
he's
of
fucking with
humanity.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's really what I think it is.
He's fucking with me. He's trying to get me to choose that one.
No.
You're sabotaging me.
Maybe I'm giving you the right one just so that you won't choose it.
Oh. Reverse psychology.
Whoa. We're like really down the rabbit hole here now.
You have to.
Or maybe you're just saying that
exactly what I would do.
Yeah. But you know that I know that you know that that's exactly what you would do.
Yeah.
So you might do it.
I agree.
Know that you know
so
that
he knows that I know that he knows that I know that he knows. So you might do it, in spite of the fact that I'm confused. Okay, so play a song, imitate a Norwegian boy, eat shrimp, and play a game of Go. Play or beat, win a game of Go.
Win a game of Go.
Oh, win a game? I couldn't even do that. So I'm obviously a computer. I'm going to go with Norwegian boy, because my logic is that's the most ridiculous of all of them. And I like it. And I hope it's right.
Before you say the right answer, can I say what I think it is?
Sure.
Okay, it's the Norwegian boy.
It is?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's my final
answer. That is correct.
Yes! Yes, so you were trying to trick me.
I really was.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Wow, way to go.
Off the table. I won't count that one.
I kind of remember this. We thought that imitating someone would be hard to do for a computer.
Also, there was a Norwegian boy AI that passed the Turing test.
What's so funny?
Oh, you got a 30-second info.
Oh, great. Thanks for that. Likewise. Which sucks.
They have a search bar now.
Do they?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
It's really slow.
Maybe they heard our show and they're like, we really need to put a search bar. These are the only people who get to the site.
Okay, this one's probably kind of easy. We'll see. It's for Bat Snacks. In episode 10, Time Aces refers to Benedict Cumberbatch as what? Is it A, Benadryl Cumberpatch, B, Buttercup Cumbersnatch, C, Benadryl Cumberbam, or D, Blended Cucumber Patch?
It's A, final answer.
It is A.
How do you remember that?
I don't remember it, but I know the way you think of names so well that I can tell which one you made and which one you made.
What was it? What was it even? I didn't even hear it.
Benadryl Cumberpatch.
That does sound something.
Or Cabbage Patch, sorry. Benadryl Cabbage
Patch.
He
got it anyway.
Yeah.
All right, you got lots of lifelines.
Damn
now.
It.
Oh,
oh you're building up all the lifelines.
I have two.
You have two.
See, he's using the Bassinac strategy. I'm using the different strategy. I've used all my lifelines immediately because I want to get it.
Okay. Oh, Okay.
Is this a hard one? It's question number four, right?
I didn't number them.
Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's some question.
Okay. For you, for a time.
For me. Okay.
In right. episode 22, who knocked on Batsteck's door and interrupted the episode? Was it A, some guy selling career options? Was it B, some guy selling vacuums? Was it C, some guy selling timeshares? Or D, some guy selling Girl Scout cookies?
Damn it! I should have saved my ass bats next for this one.
Yeah, this would have been.
Oh, this would have been a much better one to ask.
And all you have is a 30-second intro, please.
I don't think that's going to help me. Unless they have a time bat show section on Info Please now, which maybe they do because we're such a fan of their thing. Okay. Vacuum, timeshare, what was A?
Career options.
Career options.
And D was Girl Scout cookies.
Girl Scout cookies. Oh, God. This was before you moved to your new apartment. So I gotta, like, think of the area, you know? Like,
Not gonna help you.
I know you're not gonna help me. Girl Scout cookies. I don't feel like people go door to door selling Girl Scout cookies.
In my old neighborhood?
That's true.
Oh.
Timeshare seems like a. I don't know, that seems a little forward to sell timeshares door to door. Vacuum sounds very likely. And so does career options sounds kind of likely too. Career options sounds the most like it would happen to you though, if that makes sense. I'm gonna wing it. I'm gonna go with career options. Final answer.
Career options is correct.
Yes! Oh man.
Good job. Okay, so that's a money haul.
It was a poor neighborhood, too. It would have never been a Girl Scout cookie.
So there you go. So you had to think back to your neighborhood.
Okay.
What were they trying to career you? Yeah, like a mechanic or something?
I think it was like some medical billing, something like this. It was like real.
Well, it's weird that they would go door to door.
It was weird.
It was, I think it was government subsidized housing, so like.
What even is medical billing?
Like, accounts receivable, probably. That's what I used to do.
Hopefully you never find out.
It's, like, basically, like...
So what do you receive with the accounts? What does that mean?
No, it's like, people have, like, insurance policies, right?
Yeah.
And they have to pay for these insurance policies, sure. So they'll, like... I only know because it's funny, so my dad has a brokerage, uh-huh. And... People will pay us to get their insurance for them, basically.
Uh-huh.
So that money flow in between is accounts receivable.
Still don't know what this means.
In the event that you can't pay $8,000 out of pocket to go to the emergency room and you go anyway,
sure.
They have to find
you. And that's billing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So would you be like a goon? Like if you did this career path?
I think you do it in a desk, but
like we didn't get your money. You owe us $8,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you had a stomach ache.
That's a good idea. Have a company that does that, yeah. They're like bill collectors, but I guess they already have that, huh?
Yeah, I mean bill collectors.
But like they're really big guys.
They
look like loan sharks, you know? For medical billing.
They're gonna re-break your arm. Yeah.
It's like the pop-a-lock. Like, I'll re-pop your lock. You know what I mean? You went in for a broken arm? Well, guess what? You don't give me that $8,000, it's getting broken again. This is like the, like, low-level medical stuff. It's like the D-class.
It's like what you do before you become a mobster.
Yeah.
Like, security guard.
Oh.
Medical billing.
It's like, what did you do? It's like, I'm in medical billing. And they're like, oh, I got it.
They
wink at them.
You're
like, okay.
It's like, oh, I'm a cleaner.
I started as a maid.
Yeah, maid is when you clean the crime scene. Then you go medical billing. And then you're like bodyguard. And then you're a mobster or something like that. That would be the career trajectory for that.
Okay.
I'm in medical billing.
So this question is for Bat Snacks, relating to the last question, sort of.
Oh, wow.
During the time when you were talking to the guy giving you career options, Timasis made a claim about you. What was that claim?
I didn't listen to
you. Don't re-listen to the episodes. You would know.
I never
now you know my brain, so you might be able to figure it out.
Okay. Did he A, say that he was really a drawer that he programmed to talk about things that he finds interesting.
B, that I would what?
So that say that Batsnax was a droid that you programmed to talk about interesting things. Or B, that he wasn't really his best friend, but some random person from the internet. C, that he was a secret government agent. Or D, that we're all in a simulation and life is pointless.
Oh, these are all things I would say.
One of them's more than the other, though. And it's the droid.
I think I would say you're a droid, a program.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember the answer?
No.
Really?
I
don't.
I would put like
I would say, hold on, you do your final one. Are you doing droid final answer?
Yeah, I put $100 on it. I'm very
Are
confident.
You serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
What were the other options?
So that was A. B is that he wasn't really your best friend, but some random person.
I'm going
with
that one.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Okay. Or C, the secret, you know, he was a secret government agent. Or D, that we're all in a simulation and life is pointless.
I mean, we are in a simulation and life is pointless. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's just the last.
I'm going to go with the best friend one. I'm going to do that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're wrong, actually.
I'm wrong
He's
about
right.
He knows me
right.
more than myself.
You were on a tangent. You almost sang.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm going to sing a song. And right when you were going to start, he came back.
Thank God for that. Was that entertaining? No.
Was,
really?
Yes.
No, I could do this alone. You don't even need you anymore. I can unprogram you now.
And just like David, put that little switch behind my ear.
And then you're like, powering down.
We talk about this a lot, though.
What?
Don't you know this? That you're worried that I'm not real.
Yeah. Well, no. You texted me like when he got into town, and you're like, I hope he's real.
Oh,
and I'm like, he's very real.
Because you said, my plane is real.
Well, that's because I flew on a weird airline.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, we should talk about the airline.
Okay.
When we're done with trivia,
but I do talk about you
not being real,
or not really being my best friend. Like
yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. Like I'm pretty sure. I'm like 99.9.
It's a really long con. Like 20 years in the making. I'm scheming for something.
What are you after?
I don't know what it is yet.
My parents have like buried treasure behind their house or something, and you're like waiting for me to inherit the property somehow. And then you're gonna be like, hey, let's dig a hole here, and I'll be like, okay, best friend, let's do it.
I like this. It's Cask of the Amontillado, except
it's
like
a really long game.
Okay, so here's the scheme. When I was 10 years old, I overheard your parents talking about the buried treasure. And for the past 20 years, every time I talk to you, I'm just thinking about your buried treasure. And then, finally, when you inherit the land, we're going to dig a tunnel down there. And I'm going to bury you in the tunnel.
And get the treasure.
And get the treasure.
I love it. That'll be a good day, you know?
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
And I'll, like, tell you my whole plan.
No, I know. You'll get me really drunk, like in Cask of the Amontillado. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, what's happening? Honestly, I would respect you for that. I'd be like, well done. Like, I don't know.
I knew it.
I don't know how you could put up with me for this long, but this checks out.
And I'll be like, you know what? All those times you were like, are you really my friend? I'll be like, you were on to something.
You were right. You knew it.
It wasn't paranoia. Those were totally rational thoughts.
That's good.
So there's one, two, there's two more individual questions.
Okay.
One that both of you could answer, probably.
Ooh, both of us.
And then one that's a real trivia that I just was like, that's cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so it's your question.
Let's do it.
These questions are fantastic.
Oh, man. I didn't write the answer for this one. I don't know which one's the answer.
Oh, no.
I think I know which
classic
one.
Classic Time That Show trivia right here. This is pretty far for the course.
I think I know the answer.
Do you remember that one that I found on that website and the answer was like Bob Iglesias or something
like
that?
Yeah, the first singer.
Did you listen to that episode? And we were like, what?
You're like, that name doesn't even make any sense because they wouldn't have...
I know.
Why would they have both names?
It doesn't make any sense. But that was the answer and you had to get that even though it wasn't real.
Yeah, those are my favorite questions. They're not real trivia.
So you can make up whatever answer.
Okay, I'm
but
pretty
try
sure.
to get the right
I'm
one.
I'm pretty sure I...
Okay.
Okay. How will you know when your podcast has made it in Nebraska?
That's good.
A, you will cut the ribbon. B, you will walk through the ribbon. C, everyone in town will listen to you. Or D, keys to the city.
Oh.
I thought I knew, but I'm not going to help.
So we're like a city, and I'm cutting the ribbon of the city or whatever.
Right.
or I'm walking through the ribbon, which kind of like cutting it with your body, or I'm getting the keys, or everyone's listening.
I believe you have a money hall, right?
Oh, I do have money hall, yeah.
Yeah, you got the last one.
God, these are all things we could be doing. I'm leaning towards cut the ribbon or get the keys to the city. I don't know why they would give me keys to the city, but it's something I would think we're doing.
You said it.
I'm in a money hall. Wait, how many lifelines do I have? One?
I think you just have the one.
And I have... This is my last individual question?
Yes.
I kind of want to build my lifeline. Bucket. How many questions are left after this one for me? Like, for all of us?
There's two other questions that... I didn't think that... This is where I stopped planning.
Got it. Wait, you planned this? No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So there's only really one question after this. So as long as I... use a lifeline there. Sorry. Keep twitching. You know what? I'm not using my lifeline. I'm gonna use it. Okay. Sorry. Money Hall, and I'm gonna walk in. What was the third one?
Everyone in town
listens. Everyone in town listens. They won't listen to it. Like, no way. People listen to my podcast. So I'm locking that one in. So now you have to choose. You have
so
to
I eliminate
me...
two other ones.
Yes. Okay. And you're going to have the right one and the other one, and one of them has to be the...
Okay. So then I'm going to eliminate walking through the ribbon and keys to the city.
Oh, it's not keys to the city.
So it's either you will cut the ribbon or everyone in town will listen to you.
God damn it. This has got a lot harder. God, I'm kind of obsessed with this ribbon. Like, I feel like it might be listen, but I'm going ribbon. Cutting ribbon.
Final answer? Yeah. That's correct.
Yes!
As far as I remember, that's correct.
Oh, thank God. Whew. That was close. I'm glad I used that money hall.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got that.
I remember the conversation. I was going to go cheese. It was about the big scissors and, like, where do you buy them?
Yeah! Where do you get the big scissors? Is there, like, a Walmart you can get scissors at or something? You can order
the special order the shed
on Amazon.
Yeah. Do you think you need a certificate to possess big scissors,
like a owner, like a license?
Yeah, you need to certify that you're the owner of the Nebraska Convention Center before we can give you these official big scissors to cut ribbons with.
It's possible.
It's totally wrong, but like,
where would you even order them from?
Probably Amazon.
Right? Like, let's say Amazon doesn't have them.
I bet Amazon has them.
Big scissors.
Though. Yes.
I'll look it up after
this
episode.
I'll look it up later, yeah.
But, like, if Amazon did... Like, where do you get special order stuff? You know, like, things that Amazon doesn't have, but, like you randomly need in life, but, like, not many people need it.
Maybe, like a
where
knife
do you go
maker?
For that?
I don't know.
Not just scissors, though, like, in general. Like, a big check. Or, like, something that you only use, like, you know, one of every, like, 10,000 people ever use. Like, where do you get these things?
I think you go into an alleyway that's in between... a karaoke bar and like a weird
and you're like, hey, I need some big scissors. Like,
hey, can you get me some big scissors?
And he's like, yeah, I know a guy. You gotta buy some drugs first though.
Alright.
Okay. Last question for Bat Snacks.
Thanks.
On what day I feel like you're gonna know this. Okay. On what day was A Quick Death published?
Oh, he doesn't know this.
Is it A, July 1st, 2017, B, August 11th, 2017, C, August 1st, 2017, or D, July 11th, 2017?
I don't even know the answer to this one.
It's either July.
How would I know the answer to this one? It's my game.
Yeah.
It's July 1st or 11th, 2017, or August 1st or 11th, 2017?
Yes.
Okay. Those are all really close. You could have helped me by, like, adding a year or
something. I think I know the answer to this, yeah.
Damn. July 1st, sure. July 11th, August 1st, or August 11th.
Maybe people don't know what this is. It's the game I released on Steam. It's really bad.
It's not really bad. You've got good reviews on...
You've not played it. You don't know how bad it is.
It's on my... I haven't opened my computer in a while.
It's 99 cents only.
I know.
Thank you for your support. I'm kidding.
So, I don't think it's in July, because in July you usually visit your parents, and I don't think you would release a game around the time that you visit your parents. Maybe. Something like that.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think it's August. I don't know. Oh, man. When was SGDQ? That was...
2016. Was it 2017?
No, that was 2017.
No, it wasn't.
We went to SGDQ after... No, you released after SGDQ, so...
Yes, I did.
So I played your game before it was released, so I don't have a very good idea of when this came out.
Aha! Foiled again.
So released...
He's the best at the game, by the way. He's the best
person. Oh, I believe that.
In the whole world.
Yeah.
He's way better than me.
Oh, wow.
And I made it.
And you made it.
I'm bad at games! What are you going with?
You I'm going to go with... Lifeline.
Okay, I'm going to 50-50.
50-50? Okay. It's either... Sorry. It's either July 1st or July 11th, 2017.
Damn, I was wrong. Okay.
The parents thing didn't really work out for you, did it?
I'm going to go with July 11th. Because I don't know. My logic is not good, but I feel like it's harder to do things on the first of the month.
You have to, like, pay rent and all that stuff.
You have to pay bills. You have to worry about it being the first. Like, that's... When it's the first of the month for me, that's an excuse not to do anything.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I have to deal with the first.
And July 11th sounds more like a video game release date, doesn't it?
Doesn't?
Not to
I'm
me.
Trying
but
to, I'm trying to psych them out.
I mean, I don't know. I can't.
I'm going to go with July 11th. Final answer. It's probably wrong.
July 11th is correct.
Wow.
At least according to Steam, because I don't
know. No, that is
okay.
Correct. Yeah. I thought about it and it's correct. The only reason I know is because I remember listening to it after July 4th, but before August. So it had to be.
So you got a bunch of answers.
Are you serious? You beat me?
I wasn't keeping track.
I got one wrong and you didn't, so I think you win.
Oh, technically.
But we have two more left, don't we?
There are, so there's two more. Great. So.
Tiebreaker.
Yeah, how do we want to do
it? I mean, even though you're winning, we're going to break.
No, no, no. Okay, so what we should do, because you got one wrong, right?
Yep.
Did I get one wrong?
Nope.
I didn't? Are you sure?
I don't remember. Maybe.
Well,
can you look at mine really fast? Good.
Okay.
This is great fun.
Pop love one you got right.
Got that one.
Did you get the... Yeah, you got the Christian Bale one, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
okay. And the Norwegian boy.
Got that one.
And the career options.
Got that one.
And the ribbon.
Got that
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, that's all of them.
So you got winner. So I'm... But no, I'm not the winner yet. There's two extra questions.
Technically, Bats did better.
What do you mean?
Well, he didn't use as many lifelines.
Oh, that's not how the game works. So, no, we're going to do the top. We'll do, like, an extra thing, because you have two more, right?
I have two more.
So what we'll do is you get first dibs on both of the questions. So
Okay. You
get your first one. If you answer it right, then we do a tiebreaker with the second question.
Okay.
But if you answer it wrong, then I win.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sounds
okay.
Good.
So do I... You want to let know both the questions first? Or do we just want to...
You can pick one.
Maybe you could... Pick which question.
That's way too much unfair advantage.
Oh.
All right. You're the arbiter here.
Okay, because one of them is a podcast question, one of them is a completely random
podcast question.
So you can pick between the podcast.
The tiebreaker should be the random question. Don't
yeah.
You think?
Okay.
So do a podcast.
Okay, so then you'll do this podcast question, which has lots of multiple choice answers. Which one of these is not a name of an episode?
Oh.
I'll get this.
Okay. I didn't label these. There's The Secret Dolphin, It Was a Big Bird, Massive Squirrel, I Have No Limbs and I Must Scream, The Man on the Hill, or Good Morning.
These all sound like episode titles.
The Man on the Hill, final answer.
Man on the Hill is correct.
Can I tell you what the real title of that is? The real title is The Man on the Mountain.
It is.
Wow. He's good.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Because I thought of all these titles.
Oh. Did we talk about a man? Oh, that was a really depressing episode. Because I was talking about my life and how I feel like I'm trying to climb up a mountain that I can't climb up.
Gotcha.
And I shared the
And there's a man standing on the mountain waiting for me. And I'm like, I can't get up the mountain! Or something.
And that was brought on by me sharing the anecdote that I used to like to mess with this coworker I had when I worked at a restaurant. He was like a bro guy that would party on the weekends, and when he would come back, he would tell me like, oh, I did all this, blah, blah. You know how they say the things they did. I used to ask him, so did you climb the mountain? Did you talk to the man? And I used to wink at him just to like freak him out.
And that has nothing to do with anything.
No, but it like sounded really deep.
That's such a good thing to say to people.
Did you climb
the mountain? Like after weekends, like, did you climb the mountain?
And they think they're, like, out of the loop. Like, oh, man, I didn't talk to the man. Or climb the mountain.
Because you could be referring to him. How does he know? How does he know that I can do the thing?
Is this a thing? Is this something I should be doing normally?
Is he crazy? Do I need to, like, worry about him?
Or is there some cool shit going down on the weekends that I'm not invited to?
Yeah.
FOMO. Right?
FOMO.
Whew.
Okay.
It Was a Big Bird is like my favorite title.
It Was a Big
Bird. I don't remember the episode, but we were talking about a big bird.
Right. Okay, so I don't know how you guys want this one to work, but I'll just give you a little question.
So what we should do, we should roll to see who gets it first.
Okay.
And if you don't get it, I can steal it.
All right.
Okay. Go for it.
Whoever gets higher gets the
okay.
answer first. I got a 3. Okay, we're rolling again. Yeah. I got a 4. Beat that.
I have to give that to you.
1. All right. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
I like how you brought the dye.
Yeah, that's a nice dye. That's like the anodized.
They're cool, right?
Yeah. My dungeon master.
Let's show it to the podcast listeners.
You're holding it up in front of the camera.
They can hear the anodized dye. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Which one of these is not the name for this animal group? So there's... It'll make sense.
Will it?
Maybe. I don't know. I see. The problem is, like, I didn't write the question part. I only wrote the answers.
I don't know that.
Okay, right. So which one of these basically isn't true?
Isn't true?
Isn't
real.
Isn't real.
Isn't real. Got it.
We've got A, an unkindness of ravens. B, a dazzle of zebras. C, a labor of albatross. Or D, a conspiracy of lemurs.
Which isn't this not correct?
Right.
I know this one. Because I know ravens. No, that's crows. Shit. Because murder of crows. Unkindness of ravens. Right? That was it? Shut up. Unkindness of ravens. Dazzle of zebra. What was the other thing? Sorry. What was the other thing?
A labor of albatross.
Labor of albatross.
Or a conspiracy of lemurs.
Conspiracy of lemurs. I feel like unkindness of ravens is right. Do I have any lifelines?
I can't use a lifeline.
I feel like you couldn't use a lifeline.
You're right. I have to steal. Okay, I'm going to go with the last one, which is conspiracy of lemurs.
That you think that one is?
Not correct. Not real, right? Isn't that what we're asking?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. No!
So do you know what the answer is?
It's either an unkindness of crows.
Ravens.
Or it's, what are the other two?
A dazzle of zebras or a labor of albatross.
If you don't get it, I can steal it.
Okay.
That's true. I mean...
And then you'll get it at the last time when I fail that one.
I think it's an unkindness of ravens.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It's incorrect.
Yes! Okay, so dazzle of zebras or...
labor of albatross.
Dazzle of zebras sounds made up. Dazzle of zebras... Final answer.
It's incorrect.
Are you kidding me? God damn it!
A group of albatross is called a rookie.
A rookie? So, the correct answer was...
The only one you missed.
So it wasn't a labor of albatross.
So no, a conspiracy of lemurs is real.
So you won.
An unkindness of ravens is also real.
You won. Pass next one trivia. Let's give him a hand.
Technically we tied.
Technically
you got one more question.
Okay.
Well, sort you of. I mean, by default, if you're
by
not
By default. Because I went first. You get the last... Like, you steal again, and there's one answer left, so you win.
That's true.
So you did it. Well done, Pass next. Well done. We did it, everyone.
We're at an hour and 12, guys.
Really?
Do we want to wrap it up? We can keep going.
Well, let's do one Reddit question to finish the day.
Okay.
What? Didn't I want to talk about something, like, really quick during the episode?
Did you write notes?
Yeah, but, like, remember when we were doing the thing? I was like, I want to talk about that.
I don't remember, man.
That was, like, an hour ago.
I wrote notes about being a hipster, because I've been very hipstery this weekend.
Yeah.
Because we played Go, and we drank whiskey, and we listened to records on Thursday night.
All very hipster.
And then we went to a book signing. It was, like, super hipster weekend. And we were talking how, like, earlier, like, oh, I'm not a hipster.
I
did all those things.
Yeah, you are, so am I. Okay.
But I'm not.
There's nothing wrong with
being a hipster. I don't want to be a hipster, though.
Like, I hate to, like, bring this to your attention, but you can't be a hipster if you think you're a hipster. Like, there's... You have to
That's
not think
true.
You are.
I think there are...
Otherwise,
you're
a fake hipster.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of fake hipsters.
There are a lot of fake hipsters.
Okay, let's end the show with this Ask Reddit question. You cannot eat food with the letter E in its name. How does this affect your life?
You can mean a lot. Beef is off the table.
Oh, no. That's a big vowel.
I don't know. I love pork.
Pork is good. See, all pork, all the time. But if there's a dish with pork that has an E in it, you're done.
So I just eat pork. I mean, salted pork.
He has an
salt
E in it.
Salt pork. Salt.
Hot dog. Hamburger.
I'm set.
Pizza.
No, hamburger has an E. Pizza works.
You just eat pizza the rest of your life.
Pasta, pizza. Carb City right there. Bread. Oh,
yeah, I feel like you would just call things new names.
Oh, you just make up
words. That's a good strategy.
Yeah.
You change the language.
Yeah.
Depending on the situation. So, like, I want to eat beef. Well, does beef have an E in Spanish? You call it something else, and then you're done.
That's a really good idea. Like, okay, let's say aliens visited us, and they gave us an ultimatum. They're like, listen, that letter E you guys use is really offensive to us. You need to cut that out right now.
So are we talking about cutting out the letter E from all our language?
All of them. Or else they're going to kill us.
How would speech change?
It would change a lot. We couldn't use the E.
We have other vowels we can do with egg.
We only need four.
We can just do the what I do with egg.
Oh, you just like, you use A-Y as
yeah.
an E.
Apparently I say egg.
There you go. Yeah, she says egg weird. Say it really quick.
Egg.
Say egg.
Yeah, egg.
Egg.
I swear I'm saying it the
Let's
same
go,
way.
Let's go, no. All,
it's different.
Ones at a time.
Egg.
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 Yeah.
Yep.
You're like, egg. Egg. Egg.
I just can't
egg.
Hear it.
That's been episode 100 and whatever the hell else of the time.
Yeah,
one, whatever the hell it is. Do you have any final thoughts, neither of you? Do we want to say?
It's nice to be here with you guys.
It's nice
yeah.
to be here. Aww.
Thanks for having
nice.
Me.
Nice. Aww. That's so sweet. Well, who's our sponsor today, Smellport?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Who
no.
is it?
No.
It's who?
It's Skull Mountain.
Skull Mountain.
Man, I love
Skull. The man on Skull Mountain.
When you're in the running for a weird theme park that you maybe shouldn't take your kids to.
Choose Skull Mountain by Disney. Remember when you're feeling kind of groovy.
Play it at the movies.
There you go. Good night, everyone. Drive safely. We love you. Bye.